Parshas Sukkah, among the many events and stories listed in the Parsha, discusses the final approach to Eretz Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, after the 40 years of wandering the Midbar, return to where they began, place where they sent the Meraglim, next to Eretz Edom, in Kadesh, and this time they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, but not from the south, as they tried the first time when they sinned and were therefore repelled by the Amalekim and the Amori. Instead, they were going to go around to the east side of Eretz Yisrael, where they eventually entered opposite Jericho. In order to get there, they had to pass through the land of two neighbors of Eretz Yisrael, Edom and Moab. The Bnei Yisrael asked Edom, the first neighbor they had to pass through, permission to walk through their land in order to get to the east side of Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells us that although they asked very politely, Edom replied very rudely that don't dare come near us, don't go through our territory, or I'll come after the sword to greet you. And Bnei Yisrael said, please, we'll walk through the quiet roads, we're not coming for war, and we'll buy your water and your food. And Edom came out to greet them, ready for war. Bnei Yisrael got the message, and so they went around Edom. Why didn't they go through Edom? Hashem commanded them not to start up with Edom. Their relatives, don't fight with them. They're not our opponents this time. Bnei Yisrael went around Edom and came around to the east of Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Moab, and again, the Torah tells us, not here, but in the Parsha Tzvarim, that they asked Moab permission to go through, and in the end, they had to walk around Moab's territory as well, because Moab did not grant them permission. After walking around Edom and Moab, they approached Eretz Yisrael from the east, which is where they came across the Yarden eventually, into Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk makes it clear that they did not walk through the land of Edom. That's what it says quite clearly in this parsha. Yet in Parsha Tzvarim, when the Torah tells over the story, the pasuk makes it sound as though they did. The pasuk says that when they approached Sichon, they asked him if they could walk through his land, and the message they gave was, please allow me to go through your land. Sichon was the final territory. After Edom and Moab, they came to Sichon, which is the land that they conquered in order to come to the border of the Yarden and cross the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael eventually. They conquered Sichon during Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and when they sent a message to Sichon saying, please let me go through, politely, we don't want to make war, we just want to get into Eretz Yisrael, Sichon came out and to fight with them, and this time Bnei Yisrael were commanded to fight against him, and they conquered him. The polite message of Bnei Yisrael sent to him was, Oko, please let me go through your land, I will not turn right or left, you can sell me food and I'll buy it, sell me water and I'll drink, or I'll pay for it with good money. Just like the Bnei Yisrael that live in Seir, and the Moabim that live in Ar, let me do. And what does that mean? Our pasuk says clearly Edom did not let Bnei Yisrael through. And here they're asking Sichon, the king of the Amori, so please let me go through your land, and I'll buy from you, I'll eat from you, your water, your bread, just like by Moab and Edom. It's not what Edom and Moab let him do at all. Edom didn't let him go through. The Rashi in Parsha Tzvarim explains, answers this question and explains, that the pasuk in Tzvarim does not mean that Edom and Moab allowed Bnei Yisrael to go through their land. Rather, it means that they allowed them the second privilege. The second privilege was to buy food from them, to buy drink from them. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Sichon, please let me go through your land, even though Edom and Moab didn't, and I will buy, I'll walk only in the straight path, and I'll buy from you food and drink, just like Edom and Moab sold me food and drink. That's what Edom and Moab did, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was requesting from Sichon Moab. So, in that case, the pasuk does not mean that the Bnei Yisrael walked through the land of Edom and Moab, as we find in our parasha. They didn't. Rather, it means that Edom and Moab did sell the Bnei Yisrael food and drink. However, this presents an even more difficult problem, and that problem is a problem that's connected to halacha in the Torah and Parsha Kiseise. The pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael commanded not to allow an Ammoni or Moabi, a man from the nations of Ammon and Moab, to join Bnei Yisrael and marry into Bnei Yisrael, even after they convert to Judaism. And the reason given for that is because they didn't greet you, they didn't give you food and water when you came from Mitzrayim. And also because they hired Bilam to curse you. Hashem didn't listen to Bilam, etc. But you shouldn't try to do good to them. On the other hand, you shouldn't try to do good to them, and you shouldn't allow them to marry into Klal Yisrael. Who are these nations that didn't supply us with food and drink? Ammon and Moab. But what do you mean? We just proved that the pasuk in Dvarim, in which Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ketifon, allow me through your land and allow me to purchase from you food and drink," is referring to the way that Moab sold Bnei Yisrael food and drink. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ketifon, allow me to purchase food and drink just like I purchased from Moab and from Edom," and Sichon refused, but Moab did agree. And if so, why is the Torah saying we can't allow a Moabian to call Israel because they didn't supply us food and drink? Ramban and others discuss this. Ramban says he might suggest that they're supposed to give us food and drink for free, and they only sold us food and drink. Moab gave us food and drink, but they charged for it, and because of that, we're distancing them from call Israel. So that illogically says because they charged for something that they have the right to charge for, we're not going to allow them to marry into Klal Yisrael. They have to give it to us for free. What does that mean? That's not a reason to distance them from Klal Yisrael. The Ramban says he proves from elsewhere that it's enough if they sell us food and drink. That's polite enough. That's all that's expected of them. And if so, what did Moab do wrong? They did sell us food and drink. Why is the Torah saying that they didn't? The Ramban suggests an answer to this question. Others, Ritzin and Yevamos Ayin Vav, bring this from Tosfos as well. And the answer is that the pasuk is discussing two nations and giving two reasons for distancing them, for not allowing them to marry in. Ammon and Moab are distanced, he says, for two different reasons. One reason applies only to Ammon, one reason applies only to Moab. The Torah doesn't tell us whether Ammon gave us anything to eat. Ammon never did come to give us anything to eat. Ammon never did come to bring us food. Even for sale, they didn't even sell us food. Ammon is the one that was distancing because they didn't sell us food. On the other hand, Moab has a different sin. The reason that we don't want to allow them to marry in is because the Moabim hired Bilam in order to curse us. So when the pasuk says they hired Bilam and they didn't give you food, one reason applies to Ammon, and that's why they didn't give us food. The other reason applies to Moab, because the Torah and Parshas Korach tells us that Moab is the one that hired Bilam and not Ammon. And if so, both reasons fit in to the two different nations, and both reasons are very clear. The Gemara tells us that an Ammonist, female from Moab or from Ammon, is permitted to marry into Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara's reason is because the sin was not giving us food and drink. And women aren't the ones that go out to bring a foreign nation food and drink. Ramban says, how will that explain why a Moabi woman is allowed into Klal Yisrael, according to my hypothesis? If this is true, that the reason a Moabi is not allowed into Klal Yisrael is because they hired Bilam, then why should the women be allowed into Klal Yisrael? And Ramban says, it's not a problem at all. The Yerushalmi says that it's not the derech of women to hire. So when we are distancing Moab because they hired Bilam ben Baal to curse us, it's the men that go out and make business deals and hire foreign sorcerers or cursors, and therefore it is not the women's fault, and the women are not to be distanced, to be disallowed to marry into Klal Yisrael just because of that sin. So the Ramban explains very nicely that there are two sins for two different nations. However, there are a number of problems with the Ramban, and Chaim points out the Rashba asks in Yevamos a question on the Ramban. The Gemara over there says that originally it suggests, the Gemara there is discussing Ruth, I'm sorry, the Gemara there is discussing Ruth. Why is Ruth permitted into Klal Yisrael if she was from the nation of Moab? The Gemara answers, it's true that she's from the nation of Moab, but only the men were prohibited, the women are not prohibited. The women of Moab are permitted, for the reason we said, because women are not expected to bring add food and drink. Now this is already a problem. The Gemara is discussing Moab, and it says that women are permitted from Moab because they are not the ones who are supposed to bring out food and drink. Now, Moab is the one that hired Bilam according to Ramban. They're not the ones that didn't bring his food and drink. It was Ammon that didn't bring his food and drink. So maybe you could say, well, the Gemara means, first of all, women don't bring food and drink, and second of all, women don't hire. And that's what the Rich was suggesting what I mean. Maybe it's even a Kava Kaimer. Women don't bring food and drink. They certainly aren't the ones to make the business deals. But the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Women should bring out food and drink. It's true that they shouldn't bring out food and drink to foreign men, but they should bring out food and drink to foreign women. The women of Moab should have brought the women of Klal Yisrael, and if they didn't, they deserve to be punished. So what do you mean? We're discussing Moab. So if you're discussing Moab, and the reason the women are not prohibited is because they're not the ones that hire, then what's the difference if women are the ones that should bring out food to women? Maybe that's the reason for Ammoni women to be prohibited. It's not a reason for Moabi women to be prohibited. Rashba asks this question on Ramban, and he says maybe the Gemara simply means that if Ammoni women should be prohibited for this reason, then it's not logical that Moab and Ammon would be different if they're mentioned in the same pasuk, which is a somewhat forced answer. And besides this, there's another Gemara which is even presents an even greater question on the Ramban. The Gemara is in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel on the day, and it says over there, Kibayu Lagima, it says that giving people food and drink, Hakmelsus Arkham, is such an important mitzvah, and the importance can be seen from the fact that two nations were distanced from Klal Yisrael, were disallowed to marry Klal Yisrael, because they didn't give us food and drink. Which two nations? Ammon and Moab. Here it says that two nations were distanced because they didn't give us food and drink. It doesn't say one nation. The Mashiach says over there that this is a strong question on Ramban, who says that it was only Ammon that didn't give us food and drink. Here the Gemara says it was Ammon and Moab. How the Ramban explained this Gemara? Well, perhaps to answer the Ramban, the answer might be that the truth is the Torah puts together Ammon and Moab in one pasuk. If the sins are completely different, why are they put together in one pasuk? Why is the Torah prohibiting both of them in one verse? Edomi, which is also a person from Edom, is prohibited to marry Klal Yisrael, that comes in a separate verse. But Ammon and Moab are coming together, and it seems that there's some similarity between them, something that they share in their sin. It's not just that the two of them happen to be coming from sisters. Ammon and Moab were born from sisters, but also the sins would seem to be the same. The Torah just sort of lumps them together, and therefore it might be that the two nations always work together, and therefore Ammon would not do anything without advising first with Moab, and Moab wouldn't do anything without advising first with Ammon. And therefore, if Ammon didn't give food and drink to Klal Yisrael, it was probably with the agreement of Moab. And if Moab hired Bilam, it was probably with the agreement of Ammon. And therefore, although the major sin of Ammon was that they didn't give us food and drink, there's also a minor sin that they allowed Moab to hire Bilam. And although the major sin of Moab was that they hired Bilam, the minor sin might have been that they joined with Ammon in seeking to not bring food and drink to Klal Yisrael from the part of Ammon. And if so, then it's possible to say that Ammon and Moab were both sent away from Klal Yisrael because they didn't give us food, because Ammon didn't give us food, even though it was only Ammon that didn't give us food, but Moab also joined them in this sense. And in the Gemara in Yevamos, where it discusses the fact that the women of Moab are prohibited or permitted, and it says the women are prohibited because for that sin. That might be what the Ramban means. And still, Yeah, the name of the Rambam is still not 100% clear, and the reason is because there are a few small questions on the verse. First of all, Bnei Yisrael never passed through Ammon in the first place, or never passed on the border of Ammon. Why were they supposed to bring out food and drink to them? Why were they supposed to bring out food and drink to Bnei Yisrael? The Bnei Yisrael went around Eretz Yisrael to the east until they passed through the land of Moab. It could be that Bnei Yisrael, after the conquest of Sichon, reached the border of Ammon, and that's when Ammon should have brought out food. Then you have another problem. The pasuk says something interesting. The pasuk says that when didn't they bring out food? But that would say to me, Mitzrayim. On the way when you left Mitzrayim, the time when they passed through the land or around the land of Ammon and Moab was in the end of the 40th year when they were about to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's but Jareth would say from the Mitzrayim. And that's the pasuk means. Also, the pasuk says they should have brought out to you food and drink. I mean, by now, after 40 years in the desert, it must have been well known among the nations. The Bnei Yisrael had this water supply that was constantly going with them. They had food from the Ammon. The amazing miracles must have spread. So how could it be that the nations are punished for not bringing Bnei Yisrael food and drink when they had more than enough for themselves? In any case, Bnei Yisrael didn't even need the food and drink. So I saw Sefer Shir Sovid that mentioned these questions. And perhaps, maybe I could suggest another explanation for the pasuk that will answer all the questions, and that is based on the pasuk in Bereishis. The pasuk tells us in Parashat Lech Lecha that after Avraham Avinu fought with the four kings and defeated them, Malki Tzedek came out to greet him and brought him lechem v'yayin, and brought him food and drink. It says in the pasuk over there that Malki Tzedek came to greet him, and Rashi says, it's in the end of Perek Yudalid, and the Rashi says over there, why did he bring this? Kach otim liyigei mochama. This is what is done when someone is weary from war. The neighboring kings come and bring in food and wine. It could be not just neighboring kings, but relatives, those that are from the same family, go out to greet a warrior after returning from war by bringing him food and wine because after a war, a person's very weary, very tired, and needs some support and some encouragement. And that was what Malki Tzedek did. It could be that the pasuk is saying that Ammon and Moab should have brought Bnei Yisrael food and drink when they left Mitzrayim. They survived the Egyptians after Kriyat Yam Suf, or after Melchemet Amalek. All the nations knew about Kriyat Yam Suf. It says that the people of Moab were trembling because they heard about Kriyat Yam Suf. They thought, they knew about it. And if so, after Bnei Yisrael survived the Mitzrayim, after being chased by the Mitzrayim, now is when they were weary. And now they didn't have food and drink. And if anything, we find that Bnei Yisrael were starving. So if they starved for water once, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace by Moab, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them the oasis, until finally, many days later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a month later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them the Ammon. And then after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the water from the rock in the course of Miriam, the Be'er Shel Miriam. However, Bnei Yisrael actually were starving and were very hungry then after surviving the Mitzrayim, and after fighting with Amalek. And now is the time that Ammon and Moab should have come to greet them. They're the relatives. They're the ones that should have done what Malki Tzedek did. This is the way of greeting people that are weary after war, the relative that is weary. And if they would have come to show encouragement to call Israel, it could have changed the situation entirely. Bnei Yisrael would have been encouraged and would have felt much more comfortable. In any case, maybe that's what it means, but that was something that's trying, and if so, it has nothing to do with the fact that they sold food to Bnei Yisrael when they walked down the outskirts of Moab. They're talking about a different thing entirely, and that might be why both Ammon and Moab were at fault for not bringing Bnei Yisrael the food at that time.